The four men crowded into Ritter's tent.
Professor Mealy, you're taking the airship up. Travis, you and Bing will go with him.
Mr. Ritter, the storm!
Scout the whole damn swamp and beyond. You're looking for a man wearing a buckskin shirt with a sack of Matthias Cobb's money. He was riding a paint horse. If you see the horse, you found him.
Boss, he'll be holed up somewhere. We'll never find him in this storm, and we could lose the Star Scraper.
And our lives.
$100 bonus per man. I know you won't find him. You know you won't find him, but Cobb wants it. So go through the motions. Quarter the area with the dirigible, and then come back down.
$200.
Cheap at that price.
All right, $200. I'll see that there's hot coffee and black rum waiting for you men when you return.
Mr. Ritter, this is very dangerous.
I know it's dangerous. That's why I'm paying you $200 to get the job done.
And if we refuse?
Then I'll kill all three of you.
The man isn't joking about that. Bing, I think long and hard before I said anything else.
The Star Scraper frantically tugged at its securing lines like a bird struggling to get free of a trap. The balloon bounced up and down on the gondola, eager for flight, and made boarding a dangerous proposition. After several tries, the three men managed to clamber on board, Kershaw with his rifle. By the time the steam engine was fired up, the thunderstorm hit with considerable force. Rain hissed like an angry dragon, and lightning clashed, sizzling white in the swamp.
Loose the lines!
After a moment's hesitation, the dirigible took to the sky, gained altitude, and immediately careened over the swamp, driven by the blasting south wind.
Mealy, can you hold her?
The balloon hurtled just above the tops of the cypress. The professor held hard to the tiller, but he briefly raised a hand, cupped his ear, and shook his head. Bing left the steam engine and staggered his way to the stern.
Can you hold her?
Yes!
Mealy pointed north, and then swept his arm to the west before grabbing the tiller again. Thunder roared, lightning flashed, the airship rocked wildly. Bing held on to the rim of the gondola until the moment passed, then the Star Scraper settled again, like a foundering ship in the trough of a wave. Far from scouting the terrain below him, Travis Kershaw, his face green, was being violently sick, throwing up all over the gondola and himself. Bing scrambled back and checked the steam engine. So far, so good. The propeller spun with a steady rhythm, and the boiler pressure was normal. But how much longer could the ship take this pounding? When he glanced to the stern, Professor Mealy looked every bit as worried as he did. Then disaster struck. The birds were tiny, no bigger than wrens, but they came in a hurtling white cloud driven by the venomous wind. Thousands of them tore across the shattered sky like buckshot from 100 shotgun blasts. Hunched in the stern, Mealy took the brunt of the bird strike. His top hat, pulled low onto his ears, was hit multiple times, flew off his head, and sailed away in the wind. The back of his head was a crimson mess. Running blood mingled with white feathers and wood splinters from the wrecked propeller. The professor dived for the floor of the gondola. Travis Kershaw had raised his head and turned just as the bird struck, and he took multiple hits to his face, each one splitting skin and hitting bone. Kershaw stood, his arms cartwheeling as he tried to fight off the birds. But the gondola was an unstable platform for a standing man. It lurched from a furious wind gust just as the sky exploded into thunder and lightning struck the balloon. Kershaw tipped over the side and fell into the swamp far below. Like Mealy, Bing hugged the floor and escaped serious injury. But the balloon was shredded. The airship violently dropped its nose, flaming from the red-hot coals that erupted from the steam engine's furnace. Trailing a ribbon of black smoke, the dirigible crashed into the swamp just yards from where Travis Kershaw's body hung in a U-shape, his belly rammed through by a sharp, smoking stake. All that was left of a lightning-struck willow.